Morning, everyone. This morning we'll be reading from Psalms 25. So it's not an easy psalm to read. It's hard to find the central idea of this psalm, or the progress, and how it's elaborated. So, and it's not easy to break it up into different sections. But it has a special theme. They don't have saliva or anything, but this is an acrostic poem, which means the verses of which begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, from verse 1 to verse 21, with the exception of verse 22. So verse 22 could be added afterwards. And we will determine this psalm as a psalm that was written in the time of return, so it was after the exile. So while the Israelites were in exile, the contents will fit into that era. So when we read this psalm, it's a psalm of prayer after the exile, where the author is praying to God. And this is placed with the Psalms of David. So in the psalm there are many repetition, because what they're focusing on is the acoustic of the poem. Which is the beauty of this poem, the beauty of its form. So it begins with Aleph, and it begins the first alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet, and it was written consecutively. The contents will repeat. Because it places a lot of emphasis on the acoustic and the order. So when I read this psalm this morning, I divided it into three sessions, according to my understanding. The title I give this is God, I Deeply Repent. God, I repent. And that's the message for each of us today. And it's also a message for Hong Kong today. We need to channel our direction to God and say, God, the Lord, my Savior, the deliverer of Israel from all their troubles, I deeply repent. Israel repenting. This is the expression of verse 22. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Deliver Hong Kong, O God, from all their troubles. Deliver me from all my troubles. So as I meditate on this psalm, the title I give this is, Oh God, I Deeply Repent. So from the path of sin, from my iniquity, to repent from it and return to God. In the past, we walked in the path of sin. Now we need to walk in the path of God. We need to turn around 180 degrees and deeply repent. God, I deeply repent. God, Hong Kong, deeply repent. We need to be like Israel after the exile. Deeply repent. There are three sessions. First one from verse 1 to 7. The 21 verses in the three session. So first session from verse 1 to 8, and then the second session from 8 to 14, and then from 15 to 21. And verse 22 is a conclusion or summary of the chapter. Oh God, Hong Kong, deeply repent. Verse 1. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. My spirit, my heart, my soul are lifted to the Lord. Verse 1 to 7, I give a subheading as, we look up upon to God's forgiveness. A person who repents will look up to God for his forgiveness. First is saying, my heart, my spirit is lifted to the Lord. It's expressing their trust to God. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. The author admits that he is in shame and his enemies have triumphed over him. But he say, I put my trust in you. I've always trust in you. I need you, God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. I'm in shame. And that my enemy oppressed me. But I'm willing to repent. I gaze upon you and I wait upon you. Verse 3, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. I'm in shame. I'm oppressed by my enemies. But I wait for you. I gaze upon you. I'm willing to repent. No one who hopes in you will ever be in shame. But shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. I will no longer be treacherous without cause, but I'll put my hope in you. Do not let my enemies triumph over me. In this sort of affliction, verse 5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. You see, my hope is in you all day long. I gaze upon you. Guide me with your truth. Verse 6, remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Verse 4, show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Though I'm in shame and my enemies are oppressing me and I'm in sin, I know my sins. I know my shame. But now I put my hope in you. For whoever put your hope in you will not be shamed. But shame will come to those who will trash us without cause. Now show me your ways, Lord. I'm willing to repent. I put my hope in you. My heart gaze upon you. I'm fixing my gaze on you. And I wait for you all day long. Lord, save me. Show me your path. Teach me your ways. Why? Why would you teach me your ways and show me your path? For you are my God, whom I put my hope. The orphan's heart is no longer fixed on their sins, but their heart turns towards God. My soul, lift up your head. My soul, lift up my head. Arise before God, upon God. His heart is lifted towards God. And then he said these words after verse 1. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love. Remember your mercy and your love. And your faithfulness. And your kindness. And your compassion. Your mercy. For they are from of old. You've always been like this. Since the time of creation, you've been like this. I lift up my head in my sins and I put my hope in your love. The love you have since the time of creation. And this is how I wait upon you. Teach me your ways. Do not let shame and my enemies rule over me. Verse 7. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. When I read this verse, I have a lot of feelings towards it. The sins of my youth. Who doesn't sin in their youth? We have a lot of sins in our youth. When we do this, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them. Whoever fears the Lord will instruct them His ways. They will live their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. One of the struggles of the youth is that they think the distribution of wealth are very unfair. They struggle with problems of getting a property. And one of their demands is that if you cannot obtain a property in Hong Kong, then it is terrible. The cost of rent just keep on increasing. And the property owner can evict you when the contract is over. you can renovate your home to be beautiful, but you can get evicted after 2 to 3 years, and you pay a high rent, so people do not have security. And the more insecure you feel, the higher the rent. And it becomes more difficult for the generations of youth. But it's not just the generation of youth that struggles. We, as the previous generation, also struggle. But I praise God. Those who fear the Lord, He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. I really believe God is in charge. We just need to fear Him, trust in Him, believe His guidance, walk in His ways, follow His word, and He will show us how we should choose. And we will live in prosperity, and our descendants will inherit the land. The youth generation will inherit the land. The previous generation will pass. A lot of there's not a thing they can take away with them. They will have to leave it to the next generation. And the next generation will inherit the land. They will live their days in prosperity. But that's the way of the Lord. And we have to choose the way of the Lord. We have to fear Him. And He will confide in us. And He will make His covenant known to us. God's eyes will be over us. So I group verse 8 to verse 14 under the title, Trust in the Guidance of the Lord. Trust that the Lord is upright. Trust that He is fair. Trust He is loving and honest. Trust His name. And we will fear Him. We will follow Him and trust Him. And He will show us His way. And He will resolve our problems. Let us go to the final session. Verse 15 to verse 21. Wait upon God's deliverance. We trust Him. We believe He will guide us. Now, does that mean that if I trust you and I wait and I put my hope in you, does that mean that immediately all my problems will be resolved? No, it's a process. And in that process, you have to wait upon the Lord. From gazing upon His forgiveness and trusting in His guidance to waiting upon His deliverance. Verse 15. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the snare. My eyes are always towards God. It means facing the direction of the Lord. Eyes are ever on the Lord. It's a preposition. It means they are towards God. It means it's facing God. Facing Him. My eyes are facing the Lord. So the translation says, my eyes are ever over the Lord. In the Chinese, it might seem to be overlapping in verse 1. In the verse 1, it says that my spirit, my heart have to be lifted up. But here in verse 15, it says my eyes are towards God. It focuses on the direction. And we translate it as my eyes are ever on the Lord. So the way it's written, it's very acoustic and it's beautiful psalm. And I feel it also have a meaning of waiting upon the Lord. For only He will release my feet from the snare. Our feet are in the snare. We're in the shame. We're in the oppression of our enemy. But our eyes are towards God. Our eyes are on the Lord. Our eyes are not on the snare, and we try to remove the snare ourselves. But our eyes are on the Lord. Only He will release my feet from the snare. Fix your gaze on God. Verse 16. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I'm lonely and afflicted. Put your eyes on the Lord. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. My feet are still in the snare, in my troubles. But my eyes are turned towards God. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. My feet are still in the snare. But Lord, see how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Our eyes are still on the Lord. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. My eyes are still on the Lord. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. My integrity and uprightness are not from me, but from the Lord. I'm in the snare. I'm in my distress. Look upon Lord, the Lord. May your integrity and uprightness protect me. And I wait upon you. My heart belongs to you. My heart is in distress and I'm afflicted. My enemies are numerous. But I fix my gaze on the Lord alone. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. In our troubles, in our distress, first we have to repent and confess our sins, trust in Him, and then we have an action to put our eyes on God, turn our gaze towards God. Though we are still in our troubles, but we are fixing our gaze on God, trust in Him, wait for His deliverance. In the past, I have a dog called kindness. I like to take you out for hikes. And sometimes we might run into a pack of dogs. And what will it do? And kindness is very smart. When the dogs comes on that side, then it will come onto my other side. And it will look at me. When I read this psalm, I think of Him. I remember Him and He will look at me. He knows I will protect it. So I'll hold on to its leash. And I'll stand on the opposite side of the pack of dogs. And I'll lead my dog and be on my way. And that's kindness in the past. So when I think about when we are facing the enemy, we have to take refuge in the Lord. Put our eyes on the Lord and wait upon the Lord. Now my current dog's called Favor. Now it's quite different from kindness. When a pack of dogs come, if I'm not there, it will run away. And it will not join them. But if I'm here, they will chase the dogs, the pack of dogs, until those dogs will go back, return to their homes. But those dogs are bigger than it. But it knows I will help him. I will help it. It's young and strong, so he will do that. So the dogs knows that they have an owner. And they know when they have an owner, they are not the same. They know the owner will protect it. Now today, brothers and sisters, do we know God will protect us? So in our troubles, when you're unable to move, like Hong Kong today, we feel like we're unable to move. Our eyes need to be turned towards God, like the author, putting his eyes on the Lord, asking for God to save us. We are alone and afflicted. We are in our troubles. We're in our sins. We're in our shame. Our lives are threatened. But we gaze upon God's faithfulness and uprightness. Amen. May God help Hong Kong.